Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Well, today belongs to the University of Texas. Actually, on a few different fronts. Obviously, the biggest news is Arch Manning commits to Texas, which is, you know, I think some people believed was probably a bit of a long shot, considering they were competing with Alabama and Georgia. But also, Kevin Durant finds himself in the news, and he's an alum of the University of Texas. So, in some ways, this day just really belongs to the Longhorns on many different fronts.
It's funny, though. Kevin Durant played basketball there. Does that count?
Well, to if him, you, I'm sure it does.
If you go to a football school and play basketball there, or if you go to a basketball school and play football there, does it count the same? Not really.
Durant did send a tweet, you know, congrats to Arch Manning, something like that.
He
always associates himself very much with Texas, even though he only went there for a year.
That's a very non-controversial tweet from KD. It's nice to see him just weigh in on something nice that isn't going to cause a fracas.
Yeah, good use of the word fracas. The NBA stuff that's percolating is that basically Kevin Durant is now monitoring the situation, according to Shams, and thinking about future options if Kyrie Irving does not resign. And Woj is reporting that Kyrie Irving has an extended list of potential teams that he would be willing to be traded to.
This is a non-headline to me because Kevin Durant monitors every single thing on Twitter. He replied to Mike Samter's peanut butter and onion sandwich thing yesterday. Kevin Durant is the most monitoring of all monitors.
Yeah. So voting on every poll.
What was the word that we were arguing about pre-show that Woj used that we didn't know exactly what it meant?
Yes. Woj had said that Durant was considering unfastening. This could be an unfastening of his commitment to the Nets.
It's all we do. We're going to come up with KD euphemisms for he wants out of Brooklyn.
Or Woj was saying, if Kyrie would move, then would Kevin Durant consider an unfastening of his commitment? And this just was so obvious to me. Remember when like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin did a conscious uncoupling? It's like, you got divorced. Just say you got divorced. Half of the country gets divorced. You don't have to do a conscious uncoupling here. You can just file for divorce like everybody else.
Did they monitor the marital situation before they filed for divorce?
No, I bet KD was monitoring their marital situation.
KD is. Are you kidding me? He has so many tweets on Goop and Gwyneth Paltrow. He's a million opinions on that.
Yeah, a surprising amount of opinions.
What is KD doing right now? Is he sitting on his phone?
Sending tweets to Arch Manning. That was like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, it was?
It's like we know every time KD goes to the bathroom.
KD is definitely looking at those Woj and Shams tweets from recently and saying he's crafting the perfect response, just like we all do at home.
Yeah, I'm sure. He does love Twitter, that guy. So, and he obviously has a future in sports media. We know that's for sure, if he wants it. So, yeah, the Arch Manning news, the NBA taking center stage, and obviously the draft is going to be starting in about 3 hours. So we've got so much sort of percolating, and it is at 8, right? 8 Eastern?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I love the draft. I love everything about the outfits. The NBA draft, to me, the NFL is like serious business. The NBA draft, very fun.
The NFL is serious business when Chris Angel was hanging upside down in a straitjacket he was trying to get himself out of. That looked like serious business to you?
But everybody breaks down all the players. You really have to add like 5 players every draft. Everyone knows who's going tonight. There's no great mystery.
Well, not only do we know, we even know the order.
I know.
Thanks to Woj, who basically said it's going to go 1, 2, 3 with Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and then Paolo Banchero.
Right. So but let's
still
going to
tune
fun.
In. It, does this feel a little shades of, remember when the Aaron Rodgers controversy that was drummed up by Adam Schefter before the 2021 draft, because we already knew the order of the first three picks?
Great point. Have to give something for fans to hold on to.
I know. The problem is that if it was just Woj, I could say, all right, well, maybe this is something to boost the and goose the ESPN ratings. But why would Shams care about goosing ESPN's ratings? He doesn't work for them. And he's the one who had the first tweet about Kevin Durant monitoring his situation and keeping his options open.
You're very good at this. You know which camp fed something to a reporter. You have a good hunch of that.
I like to speculate.
Where do you think this came from? It seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah, I think this is coming from the player side.
This is the player side.
I think so. Okay, let's get to the top news of the day with one of our absolute favorite people on this earth, and that is Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst. Brian, congratulations to you and the...
What the hell did I do? Nothing.
Yeah, but the University of Texas Lands Arch. This is a great day for everybody.
Oh, well, first of all, Maggie! Every time I want to say your name like Miss Feely when she saw her sister Nettie in the color purple. At the end of the movie. How do you too, Andrew, my man? I did nothing. I had nothing to do with it. I actually did run into Arch's Pops at the Byron Nelson Pro-Am last month, and I said, throw up the hookums for me. He said, nope, not yet. So it was a brief interaction as I was looking for my little white ball that I had once again hit a wayward shot, their group was passing. But, it's an excellent recruiting haul for Steve Sarkisian, and this is those of us that were advocating on his behalf to become the next coach at my alma mater. We thought he would be able to inject something into that quarterback room. And now you're seeing the fruits of that with Ewers coming over, transferring from Ohio State, who was originally a Longhorn commit. And of course, the news today with Arch Amani now saying he's going to be a Longhorn. So that has come to fruition. Sark's ability to go in and upgrade the quarterback room. Now it's just about getting on the field and playing some ball. And it's hard to sell a program when you're coming off a 5-7 season. What was the quote? I heard someone say, it's not about what you build, it's what you can sell. And he's been able to sell the program. Now he's going out and attracting the pieces you need to build a program, because the impact of this young man and yours as well, and the others, Bijan Robinson, who was a top recruit, getting those type of players is going to draw attention from other big name players, and they're going to want to take a peek and say, okay, what's going on over there? You know, why would a player of this caliber choose a team that's coming off a 5-7 season, a team that is not back, a team that has struggled mightily, you know, except for a few exceptions over the last decade or so. And so the impact that this young man committing to Texas can have, it's through the roof. So great haul. But that being said, it's one thing to get excited about recruiting. It's another thing when you get out there on that field and you have to start producing those W's. And that's what really will excite a fan base when we see double-digit win totals once again there at the University of Texas.
Okay, Brian, that's all very exciting that you can bring a bunch of quarterbacks in, but you can only play one quarterback at a time, as you well know. So how is this going to play out? You also have Malik Murphy, a top recruit, and Hudson Card in the building. Is it just Arch's team as soon as he gets there?
No. I don't believe so. And you got to go in and you have to earn it. I don't care what your last name is. And he understands that, coming from football royalty and the pedigree from which his stock has emanates from. So he will have to go and earn it, and you don't go to these big-time programs being afraid of competition. So no one's going to have anything handed to him, I hope not. He will have to engage in the process that's near at hand there under Sark, and he has to win the job. And maybe he could play some defense, because that's where they really have some good stuff. You look at the numbers offensively, I believe they were second in the Big 12 to Oklahoma last year in offense, and they were able to score some points they just couldn't hold any damn lead. The defense was just woeful. I think they ranked somewhere eighth or ninth in a 10-team league on the defensive side of the ball, and that's in pretty much every category. So they were just historically bad on that side of the ball, and let's hope for the Longhorns' sake that gets better. But no, man, everybody knows you got to walk in there and you got to earn the gig. No one's going to hand you anything, and why would you want them to hand you anything? And he understands that. But again, I reiterate, you can't be scared of competition. And let's say he goes in and he just plays 1 year. He sticks around because yours has won the job and he maintains that gig before he moves on to the next level. That's fine. Go get your 1 year in, man. I hope it's not a situation where you don't get what you want and you jump in the portal and start gallivanting across the college football landscape. So, go in, put the work in. And he knew who was on the roster before he said, I'm committing there. And he believes in his talent. Those guys who are already there, Murphy, Ewers, Carr, they believe in their talent. All right, it's one thing to believe it. Now go out there and prove that you're the best person in this room to lead this football team.
Gotta love it. Brian Jones is our guest. A very happy Brian Jones, although you're happy all the time, Brian, but especially today.
Thank you, Maggie. I'm always happy.
Especially today because Arch Manning commits to your alma mater, the University of Texas. All right, but I'm going to ask you to take off your UT fan hat for a second. What about the people who say that Alabama was the safer bet, that he should have gone there? It would have been a safer pick because of how dominant Alabama has been over the last few years. What do you say to that?
Stevie Wonder can see that. I mean, yeah, that's the safer pick. You got Nick Saban over there. You got Dabo at Clemson, even though they took a step back a season ago. I believe they rebound. Ohio State, all those big programs were the safer bet than Texas. As I mentioned a moment ago, 5-7 a season ago, they haven't really been back. So they've struggled. And yeah, but also, some of these guys, I heard a recruit who actually was committed to Texas, one of the top running backs, who says he's going to Louisville now. He wants to go and be a part of building something. Well, hell, you could have built something in Texas, man. Some building blocks. His life, his sports journey, let him live it. But of course, you could have taken that route. You could have waited Bryce Young. That whole thing ran its course, which will probably culminate, this season, with this being his last, having been on campus now 3 years at the end of the 2022 season. Yeah, that's a safer route. But he wanted to go and embark on a different journey. And if he stays put, he's going to be in the SEC, where his family has made their name. I applaud him not taking that safer route. Yeah, that would have been like being in the rocket chair, as they say in Smokey and the Bandit. I'm in the rocket chair, baby. I'm in the middle of this convoy. But he wants to go and help build something and reestablish that Texas brand. So I tip my hat to him and all these young men who are jumping on board of what Sark and that staff are attempting to construct, because it's not going to be easy. And I've been part of that at the University of Texas. When I transferred there, then they were down. And we made our minds up. We were going to hold each other accountable, and we were going to build that program back to where it had lived for a long, long time, for decades. And we were able to accomplish that. And I'm hoping the same here, if not this year, in the near, near future.
Brian, you mentioned Reuben Owens, who left Texas to go to Louisville. Louisville's become like this NIL super school now. Is NIL affecting everything we're seeing in this recruiting trail? It doesn't feel like it was a factor with Arch, but it does feel like it's mentioned in a lot of recruiting stories now.
Oh, go ahead and say who mentioned it. Come on, Coach Saban going on. and then that just pitiful retraction he attempted to issue by saying, well, I didn't mean to mention any name. That's a bunch of bull dookie. You knew the names at the top of your breath. You knew who they were. That's why you mentioned them. And throw Texas in there as well, because he was on me. He and I were at a function this past February, and he was getting on me when he found out I was from Texas. And he threw my Longhorns in there with Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies, saying that they were using NIL to get these players. Well, it's the new landscape. All these kids have to deal with it. You know what? I'm not surprised if some are putting that at the top of the list when they go out on the recruiting trail. But I'm going to tell you, it's an insult, and it should be an insult to these kids because they come in there waving money or NIL deals in front of you. You're supposed to wave that program and what I can accomplish and how I can grow as a young man into a man under your tutelage there on your campus, and how you can help me develop into a much better athlete and football player. That's what should lead. So I would not surprise as Jimbo Fisher, and he and I and Adam Zucker laughed about it last year there at the SEC Media Days in Birmingham. We laughed about NIL had always been here just under the table, which is the truth. So I'm not surprised that now it's out in the open that people are going to utilize it in nefarious ways. I'm sure no one's shocked with that scenario. But, you know, Coach Saban made the point about it. He's correct in some regard. And, yes, he meant to name names. That's why he named names. But I would hope at some point we get some guardrails on it. And we said this from the outset, Maggie and Andrew, that they're going to need – this is going to be the Wild Wild West until we start wrapping our arms around how to pull this thing back and start regulating it. I'm not so sure how you do that, but we have to figure out a way to where there is a more of a fair landscape and not just the, you know, those with deep, deep pockets that are able to go out and wave deals in front of these young men and sway sway them into joining their ranks.
Brian, we'll get you out on this one because I know this might be a little bit unfair, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway because I need your gut reaction to this. Now you get the news that Arch Manning has signed with Texas, or is committing to Texas, rather. Would it feel a bit disappointing if Arch doesn't lead Texas to at least the college football playoff, if not a national championship?
I hope someone leads them to that prior to Arch stepping on campus, honestly. and if it's not him, someone else that's in that locker room lead him there. I'm not going to put that type of pressure on the young man. I want him and everyone that chooses to wear that Texas orange to walk in there and just play their butts off, you know, put the work in and become a better player than you were prior to walking through those doors. That's the key. And that may sound Pollyannish, but that's all you can hope for, is that they come in and do the work, and everything else, I'm telling you, will fall into place. If you just make up your mind, I'm going to be a football player, I'm not going to allow any of these distractions, whether it's NIL, whether it's the Austin nightlife, which got in my way a few times.
Well, maybe that's a better question. What's a day in the life going to be like for Arch Manning as the starting quarterback for the University of Texas?
Well, when I was there, I was broke, and I still had a damn good time. So I can only imagine when you got a few coin in your pocket, all the damage you can do. But nowadays, with all the people in your business, and hell, everyone is TMZ. You got these phones. I'm just glad that wasn't around when I was playing. I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now.
Arch Manning grew up in the French Quarter in New Orleans. I think that
he has some experience.
He'll be okay.
Well, I don't think he was parading around the French Quarter as I was during my Saints days. Let's hope not. I'm going to put some good money on that. Listen, you just got to stay focused on the main thing, and that's the key. And all, you know, it's cliche-ous, but that's truth. And we try to make this bigger than what it is. It's simple. Take care of your business, and your business will take care of you. That's the key for him. Everyone else that walks through there, I'm hoping they have a ton of success. I was there for spring ball, and a few people I talked to that are close to the program said leaders are starting to emerge, and that's what you need. And a toughness has to start to emerge, and it seems as though that's starting to take hold, because that second one, and I'm not looking past the first one, but we know who that second one is on the docket come September. And if you're not ready for that, you will be thoroughly embarrassed.
Yep, Alabama. That's going to be a fun one. Man, Brian Jones, your career is basically like the all-nightlife team for the United States. You got UCLA, Austin, Texas. You played for the Los Angeles Raiders. You played for the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints. Damn. Good for you.
I signed with the Dolphins. I never played for them because of a back injury, but I more than made up for missing that time in Miami.
Very good, Brian. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking some time for us today. Congratulations to your alma mater, University of Texas Lands Arch Manning. Big day.
Thank you, Maggie, Andrew, and please slap Samter for me.
Oh,
done. Done, Brian.
We'll go to a commercial break right now just to do it.
He promised me a pork chop sandwich for coming on the show today, so I'm going to make him pay.
Collect on that. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care.
Bye-bye. Brian Jones, the best.
That's awesome. And I think he should take credit for this because he has represented the University of Texas well.
Of course.
Which has established this program so a guy like Arch Manning can go. If I'm him, I'm celebrating all day. I'm taking full credit.
Victory laps everywhere. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think of Arch Manning going to the University of Texas? That's the commit. Coming up, we will... Oh, how well do we really know these NBA draft prospects? Of course, the draft is less than 3 hours away. We put each other to the test. Next, it's Maggie and Perloff right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. Big thanks to Brian Jones. So much fun. Oh. What a great voice for college football, the excitement there. And Arch Manning, of course, going to his alma mater, Texas. But there is some pressing issues. I just saw caught on the monitor above where we are right now in studio. Paolo Banchero's draft outfit is nothing short of spectacular. We're going to have a fun. We're
going to
have a fun draft. I don't even know. I don't know if you could see it.
I could.
How would you describe it? So I know it was purple, but there was so much else going on.
Yeah, it was kind of like I could only say like Prince purple, like something Prince would have worn. That color of purple, and then also diamonds on it, like where polka dots might be. It was a bedazzled suit.
It was amazing.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's a good sign because I love good wardrobe tonight. That'll really make the night complete.
Yeah. Yes, that's what's going to make the night. Okay, so we're going to play a little game here. And by the way, if you missed our interview with Brian Jones, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast, wherever you get your podcast, rate, review, subscribe. And also, we have a YouTube channel. Check out Maggie and Perloff. Just search it out on YouTube. So easy. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd be forever grateful. Okay, on to the fun. So Perloff and I come up with a little game. We love the pre-draft profiles that people write about these prospects, but sometimes they sound made up. So we're going to do, is it real or is it fake draft profile? And we're going to try to stump each other, say whether it's real or fake. Okay.
Yes.
Got the rules.
Okay. So we'll read a few sentences from the draft profile, and you have to decide if it is real or fake.
Mm-hmm. You want to start first?
Okay. I will start first.
Okay, go ahead.
The son of two professional soccer players who himself was a two-sport star, basketball and golf. He shot 43.6% from three as a sophomore. His inability to create his own shot will be an issue at the next level. A willing defender with length to protect the three-point line. Overcame a congenital birth defect. Player X was born with a vestigial tailbone and had to undergo a serious surgery as a child to remove it. Is this real or fake?
Jeez, I hope that's fake. That seems like a very complicated surgery. That is not real.
Why would anyone make up a vestigial tailbone except for me? Because that is fake. You were correct.
Wait, tailbone? You gave the person a tail? I thought it was a heart condition. I couldn't follow that at all.
You've never heard of someone born with a vestigial tailbone?
No.
Like that. I've only seen it in Shallow Hal.
Yes, that's where I got it from. That's exactly where I got it from, the Farrelly Brothers
movie.
Yeah,
you're not going to stump me on that one. Okay, no, that is fake.
Sorry, I thought it was
way
so bizarre.
Go for it right out of the gate, though. Okay.
The son of two professional soccer players sounds totally real, though. That kind of thing happens all the time on draft night.
Totally. Okay, here we go. Here's my first one. Long seen as one of the elite players in his age group in Europe, won MVP at the 2021 Next Generation Tournament in Belgrade, then went to the Under-19 World Cup in the summer of 2021 and made the all-tournament team. Was good this past season for Mega, winning the Adriatic League's Young Player of the Year award.
The Adriatic League?
Adriatic League.
I feel like, and I'm going to give you full credit if you made this up, that's too specific to make up. I'm going to say that is a real draft profile.
You're right. A real draft profile. That is Nikola Jovic.
The guy with the same name as Joker.
It's one letter off. That's his real part of his real draft profile. Perloff, I could not stump you on that one.
Okay. That was good. We're doing three total, right?
Three total, yeah.
Okay.
No, three each, I thought.
Three each, right?
Yeah. This game's going to go on forever.
This player is a Washington native who grew up in Yakima, about 140 miles away from talent-rich Seattle, and looked destined to be the area's next superstar NBA player. But he went to four different high schools, and after being recruited by Alabama, Arizona, Arizona State, and Georgetown, decided to join and train with Chameleon BX program in San Francisco. He almost quit basketball and moved home to be with his mother in Yakima, but then rejoined the G League and scored 15 points a game, and now is considered a first-round prospect. Is this real or fake?
Man, Yakima's just too funny. It's just too good of a name of a city. You cannot smile if you say Yakima. You can't not smile.
Yakima, Washington.
Yakima, Yakima. I think that's fake.
That is Marjan Beauchamp from G League Unite.
Oh, you know what? And I love that. His story was such a good story.
What? I'd never heard of it. He's like the 28th prospect. You've heard this actual story?
I did actually hear, I'd forgotten that he has this great story about moving home to be with his mother, but the Yakima got me caught up.
All right, you're up.
All right, so Perloff now is up 1-0. Because you got me to bite
on
it.
I don't think anyone cares who wins this.
Oh my God, why are we doing
it
if not for a winner?
Okay.
Sheesh, what is this? Just participation trophies around here? Hell, what do you mean? Okay, here we go. Parents, both former athletes, met in college. Father was an All-American. Mother was standout volleyball player. Has elite ball handling skills. Needs to work on shooting outside of 7 feet. Best perimeter defender in this class. A fighter. Great second and third effort guy.
Wait, read me the very beginning again.
Parents are both former athletes and met in college. Father was an All-American. Mother was standout volleyball player.
So that's got to be true. Because about half the draft has mothers who are standout volleyball players. So I'm going to say that's true.
Nope. I made it up. Gotcha.
Good.
Volleyball just unbelievable enough. Thank you. All right. We're tied 1-1.
Okay. My last one. Unlike most European players, Player X is known for his defensive tenacity, has the length and quickness to be an elite wing defender, effective three-point shooter, needs to improve strength and show more willingness to mix it up in the paint. He can move his feet well and stay in front of his man and has a decent reach to contest and block shots. Lack of competition in the most competitive international leagues concern has been vetted thoroughly for character concerns dating back to a legal incident in 2018 and considered a clean prospect.
This is the draft profile of Bo Cruz from the movie Hustle. Although not the real draft profile for Juancho Hernan Gomez, who does not play a lick of defense, but I love him.
How did you know that was Bo Cruz so quick? I heard you whisper at the mic.
It's awesome, man. You win like the game for that. We should have had you go last.
How do you know? Awesome. Was it the defense? European players could play defense.
The shot blocker. European players play defense.
I can't think of any other. That was the funny thing in the movie Hustle, the Sandler movie.
He's known for his defense?
Yeah, what European player was known for their defense? I should have hit that.
You know what? It's actually, we were talking about one of the believable and not believable parts of the movie. We totally glossed over that.
That's a great point. Has character concerns dating back to a legal incident in 2018. That's the Bo Cruz story.
It is the Bo Cruz story. If you haven't seen Hustle, that wasn't even too big of a spoiler. That was good. I love Bo Cruz. And I thought you'd say pickup game in Timberlands.
And it's hard for you. You get a little twinkle in your eye when you talk about Juancho, by the way.
All right.
We met Juancho at the movie premiere, and Maggie was quite impressed.
Yep. Okay. So it's now, we're still 1-1, I guess, right? I need to try to make you miss. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Real or fake draft prospect?
Last one. An old school post-up big.
That already sounds fake.
Perhaps he can slim down and add a bit of quickness to become a bit lighter on his feet. This is the kind of player type I'm not all that interested in, but I would expect him to end up on a two-way contract somewhere next season. Is that a real or fake draft profile?
Okay, I'm getting deep into the game here. I don't think that's how you would write a fake draft profile. I'm not all that interested in, so I'm going to go real.
You're right. It's real. That's Orlando Robinson from Fresno State. How about that? You read that about yourself. More likely to end up on a two-way contract. A little bulletin board material. All right, so we were 1-1? 2-1?
I went through, by the way, a two-round mock draft to find different write-ups.
Yeah.
There's about 17 players who are either from Italy, Spain, or something or other who I've never heard of, never heard the team they played for.
Nope.
Don't know the first thing about them. All their highlights look exactly the same.
That's how you know it's draft season.
It's draft season. Like, bring on Fran Fraschilla. Tell me about this guy.
I only want the French windmill to make it onto the broadcast tonight. Victor Wamangama. I'm going to butcher this guy's name. He's the next Giannis. Victor Wembanyama. 2023 projected number one overall pick.
So let's play an over-under game. How many minutes into the draft
will they mention Victor? Yes,
or not at all. I say they do.
I think that he only gets mentioned. Oh, they might because Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
I was going to say not until Mark Tatum appears on the screen, which of course is the deputy commissioner who reads the second round.
There's no way Oklahoma City is drafting this guy. If they get Chet Holmgren now, they can't have two seven-foot-one guys who weigh a combined 275 pounds.
He's like 215 pounds. It's like, not that much different here.
That's not happening. But I like over-unders. Let's do that as a bet tonight.
Okay. We're going to do some props coming up next.
Okay, but that one's a little different. I say by pick 10, the French windmill's name comes up. You want to go over-under that?
I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Okay. Easy. So we end up tying 1-1 there. So that was what we got. Ice cream for everybody. Time for a CBS Sports update. We're going to do our draft props next. Also, Maggie's most intriguing, number 12 on the list. Who makes it? Here's a CBS Sports update. Here's Marco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I think this would be my walk-up music if I was a professional baseball player.
No.
It takes a little bit, though, to get to the drop, so I think I'd be like down 0-2 by the time it finally kicks in, if I know myself.
I've always wanted to go totally contrarian with my walk-up song.
Oh.
Do like Sailing by Christopher Cross, something really mellow and light.
Or like, oh, this guy used to play for the Mets, Wilmer Flores, used to do the Friends theme song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Against type. Anyone could do Metallica or whatever.
Okay. Maggie and Proloff, well, it's been a crazy news day. Arch Manning is going to Texas. All the drama surrounding the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are maybe both trying to facilitate their way out of the away from the team. But we cannot leave Maggie's most intriguing on the cutting room floor. Let's do it.
Maggie's most intriguing.
NFL teams. Number 12. We are just barreling through this list. The Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
Now, this is tons of intrigue here with the Dolphins. First of all, you've got Mike McDaniel, new head coach, a guy who wasn't even on a lot of teams' radar, Perloff. Didn't make like the whole, you know, wasn't doing multiple head coaching interviews and stuff like that.
A media favorite, though, because he would quote rap lyrics in his press conferences.
No doubt. amongst other things. Feels like there's a lot of boomer bust potential. You know, a guy who seems like, you know, coming from a great coaching tree, of course, in Kyle Shanahan, but also, you know, just a complete unknown. Totally interesting to see what happens with Tua this year, because this is one of those rosters that Perloff likes to call a potential sleeping giant, where if Tua is not good enough, well, the roster is pretty good, pretty damn good, actually. And could this be appealing for maybe a more seasoned quarterback to come in, and maybe that person is very, very seasoned, like maybe a 45-year-old quarterback named Tom Brady?
But this isn't 2023 most intriguing teams.
Yes.
You can't sell out their 2022 season like that and then put them at 12 on your list, Maggie.
No. See, this is why it's super intriguing for this season, is because there's so much extra pressure on Tua, because this could be an appealing place to play. Just like on your Philadelphia Eagles, there was more pressure on Jalen Hurts because of that extra first-round pick that the Eagles got this year for next season.
Absolutely true. I feel like there's pressure on Tua anyway because he was such a big star in college. And also, he's an NFL quarterback. There's always pressure. But you're right. This roster is good enough to put extra pressure on a quarterback.
Without a doubt. And there was a whole slogan. They were selling T-shirts, tank for Tua. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they picked the wrong guy. Justin Herbert went one pick after him. I mean, one of the all-time bonehead moves from a front office that they may never live down if Tua is a bust. Okay, on top of that, you obviously have Tyreek Hill, the big push your chips to the middle of the table trade that they made from the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got Jalen Waddle. You've got Mike Gesicki. You've got Cedric Wilson, who, let's remember, was a very good third option for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
And could fill that role very well. You've got a three-headed running back monster, Chase Edmonds, Sony Michel, Raheem Mostert. One of those guys has got to work out. Teron Armstead at left tackle, but two is a lefty, so do you want to put him at right tackle? I don't know how that's going to work. You have Austin Jackson, is a former first-round pick, is also one of their tackles. What adds to the intrigue here is, of course, the defense. You have Xavien Howard, who's already asked for a trade once and then got a contract extension out of it and might still not be happy. You've got Byron Jones. Will the defense take a step back now that Brian Flores is not there? Also very intriguing. You have an early schedule that is a monster for the Miami Dolphins. You start the season, Perloff, New England at Baltimore, Buffalo at Cincinnati on Thursday night. Get a little reprieve there with the Jets. Then Minnesota, Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. A little bit loosens up into your bye. Then how about this after the bye? You get a nice little gift at Houston. These are three teams they're going to play in a row. At San Francisco, at the LA Chargers, at the Bills. Home for Green Bay. Yo.
Mm.
That is a crazy stretch.
Stay out in California for those two California games. Then you have to fly all the way back to the East Coast to Buffalo
You still got to play those teams.
Also, you're used to the warm weather down in Miami, and then you have to go, it might be chilly at that point of the year. What's the weather temperature in Western New York?
It's funny. The sad dad had not made an appearance in a while. Are you about to do the traffic patterns?
When you look at a schedule, you have to look at travel miles. That is legit NFL analytics.
Man, I have your next job. After this show becomes such a huge, extreme success that we're both walking into the Radio Hall of Fame, once that's over, you should do logistics for an NFL team.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd be like the traveling secretary, like George in Seinfeld.
Yeah, we got to stay
He was the assistant to the traveling secretary. that's the important part.
Remember, he screwed them up because he gave them the cotton uniforms and they shrunk.
Don't know why that was in George's on his plate. But yes, you'd be like, we have to stay at the Omni. Can't stay at the Marriott because the traffic. Good job out of you. Oh, by the way, the owner maybe tried to convince Tom Brady to come over to maybe run the team and then weirdly take over the quarterback situation. They also reached out to Sean Payton to see if he was going to be available. And by the way, the owner also subject to a lawsuit, unfair labor practices, yada, yada, yada. That makes this very intriguing. I think I covered it all.
When was the last time, I'm trying to think about this, that the Miami Dolphins came in the upper half of the league in intriguingness?
They started doing the Wildcat, that was kind of fun.
That was midseason. When they came, and also that was as short-lived a phenomenon as it could possibly be.
That was weird, though. Remember Brad Smith, right? Was it Brad Smith? Who was doing the Wildcat?
Well, Ronnie Brown, the running back, played a lot of it. I think they had both. Did they have both the Auburn running backs? Oh, no, the other one was... But Ronnie Brown was the key guy.
Yeah.
But I think their coach was Tony Sperano for that.
Yeah, I think so.
I was looking at their coaches. Since Saban left and did work, they had Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Joe Philbin, Adam Gase, and they had Flores. This has been a boring team for a long, long time.
I mean, you want to go through their quarterbacks?
It's been just as boring. So I think that's why...
No offense, Ryan Tannehill.
It's pretty cool that they're all in by signing Tyreek Hill. Because we need excitement. It'd be good for the NFL if Miami was relevant.
No doubt.
Unfortunately, they're in the AFC, so I wonder if they're relevant enough to be good.
Well, and they're in the AFC East, which is just complicates things even more. Because you got the Bills and you have the Patriots, who are always difficult. I mean, I know everyone... It's very difficult for teams to play that Miami 1 o'clock game. That's just brutal because South Beach comes calling.
The AFC East is definitely the third best division in that.
In the AFC?
Yeah, AFC North is really good too. You have to remember.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you're just going on quarterbacks.
I don't know. Cincinnati was just in the Super Bowl.
Lamar Jackson will already make the AFC North better. Yeah, you're right.
Just get your head out of this Bills thing.
I'm telling you, man.
But it's fun, though. You have to agree. This is the first time in a long time that the Dolphins have been a team to watch.
No doubt. And the intrigue, though, we know some of it's the positive stuff. Some of it's even the negative stuff. It all goes into the calculation for how I arrived at Miami Dolphins number 12.
Yeah. So, although I am going to ding you a little bit for mentioning 2023.
It's a factor. It hovers over this draft. Or excuse me, over this season, just like Victor Wamangama is going to hover over tonight's draft. Why am I at the French windmill?
The French windmill.
Wembenyama.
We'll hover over. That makes sense. A windmill sort of
I guess
tall
so.
Guy.
So we already have our one prop bet for tonight's NBA draft, which is when will they first mention Victor Wembenyama? And I believe, what did you give me?
I put 10 as the over-under.
Pick 10. I'd taken the under. And what is another prop that you'd
Chet
like
Holmgren,
to
do? Chet Holmgren. We used to do this at DP Show a lot. What will the Chet Holmgren player comp be? And not what the comp will be, but what is the first NBA name that is mentioned after the pick is official? Because sometimes they'll put a graphic of one player and then they'll say another player.
Okay, so we're going by the auditory?
The audio, yes. Not the graphic.
Not the graphic.
Who's the first name to come up? And I have a bet.
Okay, what do you have?
I think it's KD.
No pressure, kid.
I think it's Durant. I'm not saying that they're saying he's going to be Kevin Durant, but for some reason they're going to use Kevin Durant as a launch off into a talking point around Chet Holmgren. Probably is the tall, skinny thing.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I guess I don't even know who the other person I'd pick, Sean Bradley. Like, I don't even have a second person. He's unlike, his body type is unlike anyone else we've basically ever seen.
There's got to be somebody like that. There used to be
Taco
back in the
Fall?
Back
Bowl? In the, what do you want to do here?
Back
tall,
in the day, there used to be
guys.
Tall, skinny guys like that all the time. That's what I looked like in high school.
It's George Mirason? I mean, do you want?
Here's a player comp. Porzingis.
Yeah, because he can shoot. like Porzingis could, but Porzingis was a little thicker.
Just a little thicker. He was kind of slight.
Yeah. But not like his legs, like his bottom half wasn't, it was still sturdy. Seems sturdier. I mean, Chet Holmgren has like a good center of gravity. It's just hard. When you watch it, it's like, how is this working? Yet somehow it is.
Whose outfit are we talking about tomorrow? We already have a strong front runner in Paolo Banchero and that purple snazzy thing he's got going on.
Yeah, that is definitely the leader in the clubhouse because that is a prince-like purple and diamond bedazzling.
I feel like Jaden Ivey feels stylish. He's going to pull something at the Purdue
guard. It was
all
black. I saw it before.
Oh, right. You've already seen a few of these?
I just watched a little bit. He was doing a little interview. And it just looked like all black. I'm sure it's more intricate than that, but it didn't pop.
No, I like, I'm going to throw a random name in the last second of the show. Johnny Davis out of Wisconsin. Saw an interview with him today, blown away.
By the outfit?
The interview.
Oh.
He just seems like the coolest guy, ready to play. No, it was a... He was wearing shorts. It was just a one-on-one in the gym.
I was like, I didn't know where you were going with that. Just Johnny Davis, like him?
I like him, yeah.
If you had done that for your draft profile earlier, I would have been like, that's fake. You would have never fooled me with that.
Perloff likes this guy. That's his draft profile. But I like a lot of these guys. You know, I fall in love. I'm a guy's guy.
You're a guy. Thank you, Mike Samter, Stu Kovacs, to our, of course, intrepid intern, Amanda. Thank you to Marlo Donahue, everyone on the radio and TV side. Thank you so, so much. We'll be back tomorrow to break down the draft.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.